for us.
Meditating.
We're sitting us, putting hands on our
fingers. I think it's clear he's not just telling us to stop doing our fingers and do mitzvahs. He's telling us an idea to, in the very area which you have sinned, since we're saying it, if you used any part of your body which you used for an aviras, you should try and seek to use that part of your body now to do mitzvahs. We gave all these examples. So before we actually look at it properly again, so just a couple of quick points. Okay, the general idea, Mr. Wellen said last time already, it looks like at first glance very similar to the Rambam, famous Rambam. Rambam says if you want to, if you have a bad middah, the way to correct your middah is to first go to the other extreme, and then going to the other extreme, eventually you'll be able to get middle to the Derech Hazav. So, okay, it seems quite similar, but it's not exactly the same point. The Rambam is referring to fixing a behavior, a middah. So the way to change your behavior, if you have a certain middah, a certain teva, is how do you change it? You have to force it up all the way to the other extreme, as we said, and then eventually you'll come to some balance. Right, here we're not talking about behavior. I mean, someone has done an avera. It's not chayra. It doesn't seem to be referring here to fixing, to how to fix your behavior. It seems to be a mile in itself that if you have used something for bad, part of tshuva is to use it for good. We say in Tefillah Zakah before Yom Kippur, in Erev Yom Kippur, say Tefillah Zakah, there we have a similar idea. We say there, if we have used any avon for use for bad, if we have used Hashem gave us all the various keichas, the ability to speak, for instance, to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and if we've used them for ra, so now Shemim Mischaper says that by using it for the tefillah of Yom Kippur, and by kissing the Sefer Torah, right? And he says there, it goes through all the various things, right? If we've done a various for certain things, then we should have a kapara by doing the opposite. So it seems that part of tshuva is also understanding. It's understanding that. Besides the fact of dana navera, it's also understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these things for a certain purpose. So if we've used them for the wrong thing, then besides the navera itself, we've also misused this matana Hashem gave us. Right? The truth is, it applies not only to parts of the body. Hashem gave us a matana of our guf, right, as one name, but besides that, He gave us all our koichas, all our midas, all our behaviors. Chavis of Olvis says already that Chavis of Olvis explains that Shochan created a person with certain behaviors, certain behavior traits, certain middles. So yeah, there's things like, you know, anger, you know, caste, or emotions, all these things are things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to use in the right way to serve Him. So we tend to think that, you know, we are controlled by our emotions. Some people are more naturally angry, so that's true. It's the other way. We're not going to be controlled by our emotions. We are meant to control them and use them for when we want to use them. There's a story there. After Moshe Feinstein was nifta, was just the Levaya here in Israel was on Purim. And so everyone went to the Levaya, huge Levaya. And someone asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, so what are we going to do now? It's going to be Purim. And on the other hand, you have this Levaya, how are we going to feel? So he says, no, you're meant to. He basically said this idea, you control how you feel. You should feel sad by the Levaya and feel happy about on Purim. Like, we're not controlled by emotions, we should be able to be. Must feel our emotions. We should be able to put it. Hashem gave us the ability to feel sadness, and we should use that in one way when we need to. And the same thing happened with Rabbi Rabbi Glass said once that his Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Moskowitz, when he was once taking him, he was in England, and he was taking him to Chasna. But before the chasna, he took him, he had Rabbi Moskowitz never had quite a few children on Nifta. So he had taken him to the Beis HaKvaris, see the Kvarim, and after going to the chasna, he asked him, how do you manage these two extremes? He said the same idea. When you go there, you have to, you control yourself how you feel. Like upon him, the idea we're trying to say is all these things Hashem gave us, if we use them in the right way, that's great. If we use them in the wrong way, we have to understand that we've misused this Matana Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Like Rav Chaim, Sefer Rav Chaim, Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim said that when of course, everyone knows the terrible idea of Sinas Chinam. Right? So how are we mistaking Sinas Chinam? So, not having sinner, right? He's an avo. He said there's another thing as well. Same idea. So if someone has sinner chinam, he's taking the idea of sinner, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the middah of sinner to use for the right, to have sinner for the things which we're meant to have sinner for. And you've taken this middah and used it for the wrong things and had sinner for things you're not meant to have it for. So, part of being stuck in sinner chinam is also to make sure you have sinner for the things which you're meant to have sinner for, a shoyim, or in I'm not going to show into how that works, but there are things that you meant to Mesanecha Hashem Esna. So part of being the second Sinas Chinam is making sure also you now, from now on, you use the middle of Sinam correctly. Akaponim, that seems to be the idea over here. Right? We've misused all these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, but now we have to make sure to use them properly. Okay. One more quick point before we look inside again. Right? If we go right back to the beginning, from the end, right to the end of Ois. Base number two, number one even. Yeah, well, the very first place in Ben Yonah, he explained, yeah, tshuva, the Nevi'im is full of tshuva, always talking about tshuva. Right? Dibu tomid al dvar tshuva, ad kibo ikori ha tshuva kulom, mefuroshim bidivreim, kasher yisbay. All these ikorim, which we're going to say, which will be in the Vaya, they're all mefurish in the Nevi'im. Which we've seen every single ikor, he brings tukim from Torah or the Nevi'im, Ksuvim. This ikor, he doesn't bring any pasuk, interestingly. He doesn't mention any pasuk in the Nevi'im at all. So I'm not asking how he knows it's true, but it's kind of interesting. He said that all of the ikorim are mefurish in the Nevi'im. I saw in one of the stories, they say, he bought a couple of midrashim. Right, when they were, you know, Chazal with Deirah Shadrasha from Psukim, and that's the Psukim.
It's very interesting what you're saying right now. It is not what I learned. You actually claiming following things. Until it will come from Torah, there's always Safik. It's good or not.
I'm not saying it has to be bad.
You said second ago. How did he know that it's right?
I'm not asking how did he know. Yeah, I said I'm not asking how did he know. I'm just pointing out. He said himself that all of them are.
Fine. But you're not claiming that. If it's not come from Torah, it's Safik, it's good or bad.
Right, no,
you're not saying
that. That wasn't the point I was saying.
Yeah, no, you're saying it or not?
No, I wasn't saying that.
Okay, good.
I say he does bring some Midrashim who say it, right? But I wouldn't call that Mephorosh and the Nevi'im. So, okay, that's just a pointing out.
He's not consistent, he didn't do what he promised.
He said it, right? Absolutely. Okay, now that before we have to understand this idea a little bit better, exactly that, to be migrated a little bit better, I'll ask you a question like this. He goes through the list, he seems to say a few things a couple of times. The marshal, he says, let's say speech, I think he says. He starts off right at the beginning, in Chotah B'Lashon Hara, he said Lashon Hara. So, part of the truth is now, instead of doing that, you should be Yasik B'Torah. Right at the beginning he said that, right? The second on the list. And carry on. And then again, right at the end of the list, he said again, if we spoke false Loshen Sheker, if we had spoken Sheker, then you should, from now on, make sure you talk MS and Pei B'Yosef HaChokmah.
There's nothing to do with the chairs.
Right.
Not even close to
the right now. So I think it seems. So let me put it this way. What is exactly the point here? When he starts off and he says, we're meant to be lehetiv pa'olov, but dovor asher zadolov. Does that mean if we have, with the limb, the dovor, with the thing that we've done to use Averis, we have used our body, that's how I said it before, we've used our body for Averis, now to use that part of your body for mitzvahs? That's the idea. I mean, that's how he carries on himself. Any aver, so if you use the aver, you use the mouth of speech to do an avera. So he said twice, two different types of averas. You could do a speech, you could do an avera of Lashon Hara, you could do Sheker. Okay, if the point is you've used the speech for an avera, so why is he divided into two? He said you've used the speech for avera then wait for Lashon Hara, that's a good Torah. And the second Avera you've done in speech, and then a different thing you can do in the second act.
It's clear. Because if you try to fix something, you need to know what you're fixing.
Right, so we're not just fixing.
To talking about Shaker and talking Lashon Hara, it's nothing to do with this.
Right, so it seems clear.
He has a general idea to use this for right reason right now, on the right way. But I need to know what to use for right. One thing I'm not saying for Lashon Hara, and another thing I start to talk about Shaker.
Right, so when we talk about that, that's the point I'm trying to bring out. We're not saying here that the fact you've used this part of body for Navira. We're saying the fact you've done a certain Navira and a certain idea, you should do the opposite, not just use that for mitzvahs. To use that in the opposite of the Navira you've done.
It's not impossible to do this part, because can you imagine how many wrong things we can do by hand? Can you say whatever you want to do, did by hand, do it good right now? That's absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
I can say 25 by hand.
Yeah, no. So I'm saying when we read, let's try and see how do we translate this first line. Haikar Asteri, the tenth Nika, the hated
part of 35.
Yeah, Haikar Asteri, the first, the tenth Nika, right? The hated Po'olov, you shall rectify or.
You shall continue to give him, and you must not feel bad when giving him.
You're in the wrong shah. In the third shah.
I'm sorry. This was it. Where I am.
The second, the first.
Here, right?
Yeah. Right. The tenth principle, right?
The tenth principle is improve.
To improve, right? The hative part of
in every
one
area where he
one's actions, but in every area,
where he acted bikkurim.
Right. Now, in the area, it doesn't mean bedovo with that, with the.
It doesn't matter.
It means in the area.
As a matter of fact, we have a good proof of this. You know that Lashon Hara could be done by eyes?
Okay, yeah. All right.
You know, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Which happened left and right.
Yeah.
More than by mouth.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give
you know what I'm talking about by eyes, right?
Yes, you can just look when slightly.
When Abraham speaking,
you can roll your
I can
eyes.
Give your eye such a look that it will totally destroy you.
Right, absolutely. So I had another eye as well, the very last thing on the list.
Right.
So it happens to be, even though it's a bit of a coincidence, it happens to be that all of them, not one of them, go for this. All of them happens to be using the same part of the body of that figure you think you should use for. Right. Except for the very last one, actually. The very last one,
right.
The last one was Meshalech, right at the end of the voice, Meshalech Medonim Ben Achim, he had caused arguments, dissent among our brothers, it caused Machlekes. So the way to move second that, he says, is Yavake Shalom, to seek peace. That's clearly just saying the opposite. No, it doesn't say which part of the guf you used to cause this, to make this argument. It's not using the same part.
Probably Marx.
Yeah, maybe Marx. Whatever, it could be. But it doesn't mention it at all. So there's an idea. The idea is to, in the area where you've done an Avera in, is to move second that sort of idea.
Avera by Avera.
But he does carry on and say, okay, starts off, if you look at the Arayis, so now act, keep your eyes, we had this idea by Achno, by Anova. So that's the opposite idea of Yistakel Barayis. So that could be, Yistakel Barayis means that you've allowed your tyrus to lead you astray, so to control your tyrus, okay, that we can say. Even though it's also both talking about the eyes, okay. In Chotob Roshon Hora, Yasek B'Toyah, understand that, okay? Yasek B'Toyah also doesn't have to necessarily be by talking, it would be just by in your mind. And he carried on, V'chol Hei Vorim HaShechotah, in all the Vorim which you have used, all limbs which you have used for various Yishtad HaLakayim Ben Mitzvahs. Here he seems to be saying the point was using the limbs.
No. He said quality. We're still talking about each Avera, but each Avera could be compensated by a lot of limbs. So use all your limbs to compensate this Avera.
Right.
For Lashon Hara, for example, eyes, gesture, mouth, and so on.
Right, so in other words, so when he says Chol Evorim, I'm just bringing out a point, very good. This is not now it's not like saying what we call like a pratoklal. He said one or two examples, and then said the general rule. No, this is another part of the rule.
Right.
This is another example, right? Another example is, one of them is, in the area is nothing bad. Part of this ikkut is also to use the volume. That is a general idea to fix the area. In the area of nothing bad, to do the opposite type of thing. And included in that is also, if you've used your volume for chet, to use the volume for mitzvahs. So now it's actually fascinating. If you go through, he brings a chazal. So this is very interesting. He brings a chazal and medrash. I didn't bring the medrash with me this time. The medrash that we have in two places is quite a different notion and order. Seems to be, let's see how he says it. Chedor b'chor rabbi yisin and zafen nevracha. Hatzadikim ba'isay dovor shechoytim boi hei misrasim. With a very sin that they sin with, that is what they use to gain favor in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And another medrash. Oid amro. Im asisa chavirei shavirei yivdan notzvah reyoist. I say connect on a chavidah's chavishmer. Do, as opposed to those ways, do now bundles of mitzvahs. And examples, which way he brings it is, where glaim and maro is lolos, you've used your legs to run to do an avera. So now you should run to do mitzvahs. Yes, this seems to be an example of kolay volume.
But what it means, how you understand that you run to avera? How will you understand? What do you mean? I'm run to a way. And how do you understand right now run to meet? What it means? I'm running here. I'm running to right now to Dolov. What? What he means?
It means also the simple meaning. I think maybe you're trying to say it means more than that. It means you should have an eagerness to want to do mitzvahs as opposed to.
It's a different thing. We right now to. Okay. We're learning Torah. Also, I decided to do a way. I said, Rabbi, excuse me, please. I will leave 10 minutes early. And I go do it. I'm running to it. Right okay. Now, you in Sheker conversation find all power to tell Reuven, excuse me, please. I cannot continue this. And run to learn. It is what means to run. Run to means it's not normal pace how we're doing
it. Okay,
interrupt and go.
So you're saying it's not just referring to using the part of the body.
It's not left.
Right.
Because if I would like to have in Khalil still in Dolov, it's legs. I need to run.
Right.
But usually.
This includes both ideas.
Run means unusual behavior.
Right, okay. To show you, okay.
Because another case,
let's just see the next case he says. Lashon Sheker, you've been used to speaking falsehood.
Right.
So, interestingly, he gives two examples of the other side. First of all, MS Yeager Hiko, you should now make sure to speak only MS.
Right.
And secondly, you appear Yiftach Mechokmo. If you use your mouth now to speak chokmah, so you mean v'teyas chesed al shreinoi.
Right.
Three things, maybe two or three things. So again, I think here as well, he's mentioning both ideas. He's trying to stress both ideas. If you use your mouth to shekel, so the opposite of that is emes. To speak emes. That's just the opposite.
No.
Of shekel.
No.
And besides that, he's saying also learn Torah.
It depends on the definition of emes. We right now can talk about facts from life of President Trump. Totally emes. He definitely went to Florida and he definitely fishing there. It's still shit.
I'm saying he put it into two categories.
It's like put together. Two different things. First of all, stop to talk shit, even if emes, and talk. Stop to do it. And second one, if shit involved not emes, which also, then immediately move to emes. The shaker has two connotations.
Okay.
It could be very amazing. Very.
Right, but I'm saying
you can define amis as a real situation.
Right, but that's whatever it is, that's included in MS Yeager Hiko.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And also, Pivri Tachma Chokma. Right? Besides for making Shrizik MS, another thing you can do to counteract the Sheker is now to involve yourself in Chokma and Torah. So again, I think it could be he's saying, trying to point out both these ideas.
Right.
Using the Kweach HaDibur now for Torah, that's the general idea. Is using the actual dibro in the mouth, and besides that, there's doing exactly the opposite of sheker as well, the opposite of the idea of the way you have done. So both these ideas mentioned before, he's saying you can do it as sheker.
Yes.
Okay, we'll carry on. We'll finish it next time. I'll do your dime ship.